extreme views about women. We expect that from some of the terrorist groups. We expect that from people who don't want to live in the modern world. But it's a little hard to take coming from Republicans who want to be the president of the United States, yet they espouse out-of-date and out-of-touch policies.
What's interesting about that is that her first statements on these organ harvesting videos were that they were quite disturbing. But something must have happened because within days she was back to marching the party line, and Planned Parenthood was extremely displeased with her for throwing them under the bus right at the height of their PR crisis. And I think they expect her to support them when they are in need in the same way that they support her with her necessary campaign funds. That's not surprising. What is surprising is that she's matching their hyperbolic statements and their dramatic take on things. It's one thing for Planned Parenthood to try and paint opponents of abortion as extremists on an average day, but they're doing it at a time when we're all witnesses to what they do in terms of making money off of the chopping up and sale of human organs is entirely another. She's gone above and beyond. Comparing pro-lifers to terrorists in this climate is beyond what she needed to do to get Planned Parenthood back on board with her. But I do think they will want to make sure that she is towing the party line from here on out.